Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. A solid start to the holiday week. The market pushed higher, and it felt like the mega caps were doing all the heavy lifting.
They absolutely were. The Nasdaq surged 2.7%, easily outpacing the S&P 500. It was all about renewed optimism for a December rate cut, and traders piled back into the Magnificent Seven. Every single one of them finished in the green.
And that optimism came from some pretty direct Fed commentary, right?
Exactly. Fed Governor Waller, who is a voting member, came out supporting a December cut. Mary Daly from the San Francisco Fed echoed that sentiment. The market heard that loud and clear, and the odds for a cut jumped to over 85%, according to the CME FedWatch tool.
So the market is pricing in a done deal for December?
It's getting close, but there's a catch. Look at the charts. Both the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq poked their heads above their 50-day moving averages during the day, but they couldn't hold it into the close. That tells me there's still some hesitancy. We're not in a full-blown, risk-on stampede just yet.
Interesting. So let's talk sectors. Communication services and tech were at the top of the leaderboard, up 3.9% and 2.5% respectively. What was the catalyst there?
Two words. Artificial intelligence. Alphabet was a monster, up over 6%. The reception to its new Gemini 3 AI model was incredibly positive, and that strength bled across the entire semiconductor space. The Philly Semi-Index was up over 4.5%.
Wow, that's a big move for the semis, after some recent weakness.
It was a much-needed bounce. Broadcom was the real standout, exploding higher by over 11%. Micron also caught a serious bid, up almost 8%. It was classic buy-the-dip action in a leadership group.
Now, speaking of AI, the spotlight note on Alibaba really caught my eye. This feels like a huge story brewing.
It's a massive story. Their new QN app, a direct competitor to ChatGPT, surpassed 10 million downloads in just 1 week. This isn't just a gimmick. Alibaba is backing this with a $53 billion investment in AI over 3 years. That's on par with what U.S. hyperscalers are spending.
$53 billion? So this is a direct challenge to Google, Meta, and Amazon?
It's the clearest signal yet that the global Gen AI race is heating up. China is mobilizing, and Baba is leading the charge. You're seeing it in their cloud revenue, which surged 26%. The profits aren't there yet because of the intense spending, but the top-line growth is undeniable. This is a major competitive threat to watch.
Okay, so let's get tactical. With this backdrop, where was the real momentum for traders heading into Tuesday?
You have to look past the megacaps. The real heat, especially into the close, was in healthcare and biotech. We saw strong late-day bids and closes near the highs in a number of names, which is a classic setup for a next-day continuation.
Give me a few examples. What's on the watch list?
AS is a perfect example. It had a powerful late-day breakout on a huge surge of volume. For tomorrow, I'm watching for a controlled pullback toward the 3570 to 3580 area. If that support holds, a push through $36 looks very likely.
Got it. What else is showing that kind of strength?
Another one is MDGL. This is a high beta name that showed incredible power today. It had a massive range, and buyers were in complete control into the close. The key here will be digestion. If it can consolidate and hold above the $576 level, a test of $600 is absolutely in the cards.
So lean into that biotech and healthcare strength. What about names that are just getting started? The anticipation setups?
Yeah. A name like TYRA is on that list. It hasn't had the explosive breakout yet, but the chart is building constructively. It's coiling. That's one to watch for a potential move if the market stays strong.
All right, let's do some quick hits. Lots of analyst calls today. Anything noteworthy?
A few stood out. Booking Holdings, BKNG got a nice upgrade to buy at B of A, and Carvana CVNA got a big upgrade to outperform at Wedbush with a $400 target. On the flip side, Jazz Pharmaceuticals was downgraded at UBS, which is really interesting given how strong the stock closed today. Could be a setup to watch for fading.
And looking ahead, Tuesday is a big day for economic data, isn't it?
It's a huge day. We get PPI and retail sales before the open. That's going to be a major test for this whole rate cut narrative. Then we get more earnings. Alibaba reports in the pre-market, which will be critical after today's news. And after the close, it's a tech onslaught. Dell, HP, Autodesk, and Workday.
So a lot to navigate. What's the final takeaway for traders?
The mood is cautiously bullish, but the internals are still mixed. Don't get caught chasing extended megacaps up here. The real actionable momentum is in those healthcare and biotech continuation plays we discussed. And keep an eye on those key index levels. If we can't reclaim and hold those 50-day moving averages, the sellers could step right back in. Stay nimble.
Great insights. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. We'll be back again tomorrow. Good luck and trade smart.